So let's pull it all back together again in our direct experience by coming back to the breath, that second food. And if you've been following along in the previous sessions, you're probably becoming a bit of an old hand at this. But in the spirit of point seven, if I'm really doing the practices, they're never the same. They're always new. There's always something startling about them. If I'm really doing the practices, it's like I keep falling into new realities, moment by moment. So let's do that now. And we start to experience the finding the breath and the sensation, not just as some kind of duty or formality, but as something we know is going to bring us closer to what we want. So we just go there. There's my breath. There's my sensation. I'm getting back in the real game here. I'm reawakening myself. And here in the seven, very important that I don't rush myself. Take my time. Let each moment land. Each stage of the process counts. Each breath is sacred. Each pause, a possibility of opening to something amazing. Even though sometimes amazing in a beautiful subtlety. And as I start to really feel more like I'm flowing with a natural rhythm of my breath, and as that sensation deepens, my heart begins to bring forth its subtle fragrances, brings forth its gentle atmosphere. And as all of that is coming into alignment, the head center is ready. And this time, I bring my attention to the top of my head and a little bit toward the back, near the area of the fontanelle, the soft spot that babies have. That area is still there, even though the bones around it have hardened. It's like there's an opening at the top of my head. So I'm breathing into the body, staying with the immediacy of sensation, in the soft and gentle holding of my heart. Now, the head center begins to unveil itself, as if curtains I didn't know were there are parting, and there can be a sense of luminosity, a sense of vastness, openness. Often the sense that the top of the head is gone, as if there's just space there. You may or may not be experiencing that right now, but if you are, just to go with that. Oh, how interesting. It feels like the top of my head is gone. What's that about? And again, our curiosity, our receptivity is a orientation through which the inner life can reveal more of itself. So So with this openness of the top of my head, there's also a lightness, as if the whole sense of myself feels real and alive and solid, but at the same time, light, less dense, more transparent. And both of those experiences can be here at the same time. Notice how the sense of that openness begins to bring a beautiful simplicity of heart, a kind of innocence. And a renewed perception of possibilities beyond what I normally allow for myself. This doesn't mean grandiose dreams or even conventional fantasies about myself. There may not even be any pictures or words, but there's just this overall sense that life is presenting new possibilities. And I am part of that. There's also a kind of open-endedness, which we might call willingness. I feel willing to go where the adventure takes me. I feel willing to see things that I haven't seen before, about myself or about life. And I'm willing to see things both externally in the world, but also internally. I'm willing to go on the adventure. And this beautiful, luminous openness, which we may or may not see in any visual way, but we may feel, tends to bring a sense of appreciation. And to just sit with this openness of my head center, simply breathing and grounded, and letting my heart be touched by this appreciation, I can be here in this as long as I wish to practice, aware of how certain impulses in me may become impatient, and so I meet those parts with affection and stay true to what my heart knows is the real need here. And I can remember that as I conclude this formal practice, whenever I do that, I can stay grounded. I can remain taking my time and savoring each moment and remaining with this openness of consciousness that gives space for something new to appear here, for something new to grow and develop in my soul, in my life.